Dr. Hinz, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us.
So, my pleasure.
What is it that makes time seem to speed up as we age?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting about time is that there's a dissociation between how fast time seems to be passing while we're in the moment and how fast time seems to have passed, so when you look back on it. It's got a lot to do with how much stuff is going on, how many new and interesting things you're currently doing. So when you're doing something really interesting, time seems to fly by. But when you're waiting at the bus stop and you have nothing to do, then time seems to crawl. But the opposite is kind of true when you're looking back on your previous experience. So if you're looking back on, two recent days where you've done lots of fun stuff, then there's lots of things in your memory that are telling you, well, lots of stuff has happened, and so a lot of time sort of must have passed. Whereas if there's nothing that you haven't, if you've been sitting around doing nothing, then that time seems to have flown by.
Oh, right. So it's interesting. So if you're living a really interesting life with lots of different things, time's going to be going really quickly. But also on the reverse, if you live a kind of boring life, time's going to go slowly.
Well, that will be your experience in the moment. But then if you look back on that same period, then your conclusion would sort of be opposite.
Yeah, right. Okay. So when we're younger, why does time seem to be slower? Is that because why is that?
So one of the interpretations of that report, which you do hear a fair bit, is that there's more things that are new to you in terms of your experience. There's more first times. Things are more. There's a lot more sort of interesting stuff going on, if you will, and that means that as you're engaged in those things, time flies. You're not sitting around just one waiting for time to pass. But when you look back on it, lots of stuff has happened, and then a lot of time seems to have gone relatively slowly. And one of the things you sometimes hear reported from older people is that the days crawl, but the years fly by. And that's exactly that phenomenon, that because they might not have as many activities that are new to them to fill up their day, then the day seems to go relatively slowly. But looking back over, say, the last year or 2 years, because there hasn't been so many new developments, those years seem to have flown by.
Right. Okay. And so does having a good or bad memory play into it?
That's a fair question. And memory is clearly involved in trying to retrospectively construct how fast time seems to have gone by. I don't know whether having a good or bad memory per se would influence your time perception or your perception of time having passed.
Right. Okay. And so what tips can you give us on how to make time slower? Because I don't know about you, but it's July this year already. And that's kind of like freaked me out. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Have you got any tips for us?
Well, keep doing new fun things, really.
Okay.
So it's one of those things that you often hear people going on vacation, that if you ever say a 3 week summer vacation or whatever, then the first 2-3 days you sort of feel like you've got everything stretched out in front of you, and all the things that you're going to a new place perhaps, and you're starting to do lots of fun things. But then a few days later, suddenly whoosh, the entire rest of the vacation goes by. And one of the interpretations would be that looking back at that time, all the things that you're then doing, I mean, that's the third and the fourth and the fifth time that you're going to the beach, and it's no longer new, and for your brain, if you will, it's no longer as interesting. And so then the time doesn't slow down in your experience. So if you keep doing new stuff, then that will stop time from going so quickly in your retrospective memory.
Wow. Okay. So it's almost like it sounds like we need to balance doing lots of new and interesting things in order to make time seem to slow down retrospectively, but also then have building in some boring days in our lives so that in the moment we feel like time isn't flying by. Would
that's
be right?
Right? That's right. Well, I mean, I don't know. If part of your ambition is to make is to have boring moments, then absolutely. But I don't necessarily see any problem in having time fly by in the moment because you're having fun the whole time, right?
Yeah, true. Hey, look, that's been very interesting. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Hinz. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.